Well, anyone who's ever made a travel insurance claim will likely know how overwhelming and confusing it can be with all those carefully crafted policy documents to wade through. Add coronavirus to the mix, and travel insurance issues have become even more complex for millions of travelling Australians. So we tasked our reporter Rhett Burney to try to pick through that maze for you.
In just a few months, 25-year-old Adelaide woman Hannah Sandrini will be jetting off to Europe.
I have a substantial amount of family scattered around Europe, and so at the start of my trip, I'd like to go visit them, particularly in Italy, Croatia and Bosnia.
With coronavirus spreading from Italy to Austria, Croatia, Greece and Switzerland, Hannah Sandrini says she'll be taking out travel insurance. But given her previous experience, she holds little faith it'll be worth it.
Property's been stolen from me, and when I try to make a claim on my insurance, they have terms that suggest that you need to have the property actually on your person and in your view at the time that it was stolen.
And when it comes to coronavirus and travel insurance, the complex yet carefully worded clauses written into policies are making it difficult for some travellers to figure out if they're covered and what they're covered for. Even experts are confused. Steve Mickenbecker is from Canstar, which rates financial institutions, including travel insurance providers.
I am worried about it because, I mean, I have read a number of policies in the last couple of months. You know, you've got to look at things like headings like what is covered and then what is not covered and then what are exemptions or exclusions. So you've got to look in a number of places to really come to terms with it in some policies.
Steve Mickenbecker says what you are covered for will likely depend on which country you've booked to visit and when you made the booking. For example, if you've booked a trip to China and took out travel insurance before the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 an epidemic there, you'll likely be able to cancel your trip and get your money back. That's also partly because the Australian government has issued a do not travel warning for China. However, if you've booked a trip to Italy, where northern parts of the country have been placed into quarantine lockdown due to the virus, and you want to cancel your trip, you won't be covered for a refund because the government hasn't issued a do not travel warning. Steve Mickenbecker again.
Unless there's a do not travel, you won't be covered for cancellation. You'll feel pressure to still go on your trip.
Lisa Cable is from the Insurance Council of Australia.
So if people are getting cold feet or have just decided, yeah, look, you know, I don't feel comfortable travelling to Italy, their insurance policy won't cover them.
So if you do go ahead with your trip and you do contract coronavirus, will your travel insurer cover the medical expenses? Well, Lisa Cable says the short answer is probably not.
Many policies exclude anything to do with a pandemic, epidemic, disease, or infectious disease.
Lisa Cable says for those considering booking an overseas holiday, there is one form of cover available that does allow you to pull the pin and get most of your money back.
There are only certain underwriters or travel insurers that will that have this product called Cancel for Any Reason or Change of Mind.
And if, like most of us, you're still scratching your head over what you are and aren't entitled to, Lisa Cable says the best thing to do is pick up the phone and call your travel insurance provider.